Lokhu kwethulwe ngumnumzana George Jaramba, umhleli wenhlelo ohlangothi lwabaphathintambo bakahulumende, njalo isikhulumeli sikamnangagwa othi kuza kuba nzima ukuba umnangagwa ahambe emhlanganweni lo oqala ngeviki ezayo ngoba kuba njengomsebenzi omningi kakhulu. UJaramba uthe umnangagwa uzamelwa emhlanganweni lo umphathintambo kahulumende obona ngokudlelana namanye amazwe umnumzana Frederick Shaba. Lokhu ngokokuqala ukuba umkhokheli weZimbabwe athume umuntu ukuba amele emhlanganweni lo. Wayengumongameli weZimbabwe uMoyi uRobert Mugabe wangena yonke imihlangano le kusukela ngesikhathi ilizwe lithola uzibuse. Abalandela ezombusazwe bathi kulokuxokozela okumangalisayo kubandla leZANU-PF ngodaba lokusuka kwamnangagwa esikhundleni. Umnumzana Nhlanhla Moses Ncube unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso ye-Freedom Alliance uthi kukhona ukutshaya amanzi amnyama kubandla elibusayo.
I-statement lesi esiphumileyo siyatshengisa ukuthi kukhona okunuka santungwana. Ngokubona kwethu yikuthi ubengeke ithuba lokuya ku-UN aliyekele ngale ndlela le. So ke okuyizinto lokhu ngakukhangela ukuthi kuwa iframachina kwenzakala izinto ngendlela ezenzakala ngayo kuyasolisa. Kukhona okungabe kufihlwa, kungabe kuyikucabangelana kusho ukuthi i-factionalism ekuzani yona leyo isitshengisa ke ububi bayo. Kuyesatshwana la, akula ukuthi khona kungayekelwa kuthi khona i-program i-dance kuyini kanti okwenziwayo abakwenzayo okukhulu ngoba uhleli efuna umnangagwa ukuhamba enithuba nje likhona efuna ukuthi khona ngabe uyahamba. Angiboni mina ukuthi uyekela nje ngokuthi athi hayi ubhizi.
Umnumzana Evindlela Ncube okunhlanganiso ye-Consumer Rights Association of Zimbabwe uthi akuvamanga ukuba umongameli weZimbabwe engahambi emhlanganweni lo omkhulu.
Ngabe bekuwamanye amazwe ngabe kakumangalisi ukuthi umongameli angayiki ukuyakhuluma ku-UN General Assembly, ngokuba kulawo mazwe vele bajwayele ukuthi umongameli kabayi ku-United Nations kuso sonke isikhathi, baya uma ithuba likhona, uma isikhathi sibavumela kumbe impilo inhle. Ngakho-ke abatsha baluvalo nxa bebona umongameli engayanga. Thina kusuka esikweni, kusuka ekujwayeleni mhlambe, ngoba kusuka ngo-1980 uMgabe nguyobe siya izikhathi zonke umnyaka lomnyaka angathumeli muntu. Abantu mhlambe sesazi sajwayela ukuthi vele kumele kwenziwe ngaleyo ndlela. Yebo, kambe kungabe kukhona okuhluphayo ekhaya okumdinga umongameli osokusenza ukuthi angasukuma ahamba azihambele namathupha. Kumbe njalo sokule ndlela entsha yokusebenza esingayijwayelanga esiphikisana nalokho kwabasengqondweni zethu.
Kodwa umnumzana Joseph Juma omele iphelandaba Jabalala edale lephalamende yokubandla leZANU-PF uthi kuyamangalisa sokukhulunywa ngabanye abantu ngodaba lolu.
Abantu kwesikhathi bayadidanisa ingqondo. Nxa umongameli esithi uyaphuma esiya endaweni yabo ungabona nabo United Nations General Assembly, abangeza bekhala besithi ye udlalisa imali, ye uhambele abantu abaningi, ye watsha amaqata wasala umsobho. Namhlanje sokuphuma isitatimente sokuthi hayi akayi, so kufuna ukukhulunywa futhi. Lokhu kufundisa ukuthi vele akulanto engenankulumo. Wenda wenze kahle kumbe wenze kabi inkulumo ikhona. Okusalayo umongameli njengoba kubhaliwe lapho bona hayi kulokuningi okwenzakalayo la amele aphathisane ngakho. Njengoba ukwazi bana uyatsho bana ukuthi ilizwe lakhiwa ngabanikazi balo.
Umnangagwa ubekhangelelwe ukuba uzakhuluma emhlanganweni lo ngolwesithathu. Nyangenye wethula umbiko ekhala ngezithezo zenotho ezetheswa inkokheli yebandla leZANU-PF ngamazwe entshonalanga. Kusenjalo umhleli wezindaba wephephandaba le-Financial Gazette le-Daily News umnumzana Kathir Munyoki uhambe esikhundleni sikamongameli eHarare namhla, lapho axolise ngokulotshwe liphephandaba lakhe elifisele umnangagwa ukuba alale ngokuthula. Umbiko lo ubufakwe ku-advertisement yebutho bekufiselwa khona umnangagwa usuku oluhle lokuzalwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 kuseWashington DC, ngingu-Gift Stube.